Having a new homeless shelter in Red Deer that focuses on recovery is recommended in a report on urban encampments that City Council will consider on Monday. In recent months, we have seen a significant rise in the number of people experiencing homelessness, with shelters operating at or near capacity, said Jody Kellaway, Acting Superintendent of Social Wellness and Integration Supports for the city. Many individuals living in encampments have limited or no alternative options available. Her report that will be presented to council on Monday proposed interim to long-term solutions to homelessness, everything from maintaining consistent camp cleanups to exploring new housing solutions. It recommends that council continue to advocate to the government of Alberta for a comprehensive shelter strategy, including the development of a low-barrier 24/7 emergency shelter with a recovery-oriented system of care. Red Deer City Council has been exploring potential sites for a permanent shelter since getting a $7 million commitment from the province for its construction 5 years ago. In the latest development, City Council asked the province to disclose what services the new shelter would include. This entails the province putting out a call for proposals from potential operators. City Council is, once again, slated to discuss the shelter matter in a closed-door session before the public part of Monday's meeting. Kellaway's report to Council indicates the city's current response to urban encampments is effective, with 98% of camps being cleaned up within 14 days, but the number of encampments continues to rise. In 2023, 881 encampments were dismantled, with a projected overall increase of 75% by the end of 2024. Costs related to encampment cleanup have reached approximately $2.87 million over the last 5 years, shared among several city departments, including parks, public works, and emergency services. Despite increased efficiency, the growing number of encampments presents ongoing challenges and concerns, stated Kellaway. While the city's encampment assertive outreach team refers individuals living in camps to social and housing services, the report notes that many individuals face barriers to accessing shelter due to personal circumstances, such as the need for privacy, the ability to be with their partners, accommodation for pets or possessions, highlighting the ongoing need for tailored solutions. It is a very difficult situation because the city needs to ensure the health and safety of all residents, including recreational park users, said Kellaway. We are struggling with a solution. Kellaway recommends the Housing and Homelessness Integrated Committee, HHIC, review the potential for new transitional and supportive housing as an interim solution to supporting individuals transitioning out of homelessness. The city needs to build capacity within the housing continuum that considers the unique needs of unsheltered people. This report comes in response to Councillor Lawrence Lee's Notice of Motion, Urban Encampment Responses, that City Council approved during the 2024 budget debate. Kellaway's department reviewed the past 5 years of data, analyzed service levels and evaluated administrative policy on urban encampment response. The City of Red Deer is committed to supporting the health and safety of those sleeping rough, citizens who are enjoying parks, trails and public spaces, and staff responding to encampments, said City Manager Tara Lodwick. Unfortunately, urban encampment work is a very short-term solution to a very complex health, housing, and public safety need in our community. The ability to reduce homelessness in Red Deer is significantly impacted by the lack of affordable and supportive housing supply. Until this is resolved, we will continue in this cycle of cleanup.